Ghana and the U.S. have signed an agreement to increase generation in the power sector, modernize transmission, and address the financial stress of the utility companies. Speaking after the official signing of the agreement between the two countries, the Minister of Energy, Manuel Amakofibua, said the MOU will go a long way to address the challenges in the power sector. He signed on behalf of Ghana.
We affirmed our commitment to work together to address the issues we've been working on, increase generation, and help modernize our transmission infrastructure and strengthen our distribution. In the MOU, we're very specific on the areas we're going to work with and make sure we work to address the financial strength of the utilities. We are going to work and address the issue of cheaper fuel source and the issue of gas. Make sure we also work to increase generation capacity to have enough reserve margin. And I think that we agreed that the way forward was making sure that the investment climate was one that is attractive to the private sector, working closely with the government of Ghana. And so I think it is something that is a step in the things we've been working on. It also shows a real commitment from the U.S. in working together to address our energy challenges.
The U.S. Ambassador to Ghana, Gene Kretz, who initialed for his country, said the MOU lays out the mutual goals set out for the Power Africa Initiative. He says the U.S. will play a key role in helping Ghana solve for energy crisis. Mr. Kretz noted that the U.S. is willing to help Ghana reach its target of generating 5,000 megawatts of electricity by 2016.
These MOUs lay out the mutual goals we have set for the Power Africa Initiative, along with the commitments we are making to ensure its success. These MOUs also highlight the tremendous effort undertaken by the government of Ghana and the government of the United States to ensure that the investment climate in Ghana is able to absorb the significant investment that is primed to enter this market. These MOUs make official our joint objectives: increasing the scale and quality of energy supply, improving operational efficiencies of the utilities, and increasing access to electricity.
Earlier at a breakfast meeting, Mr. Kretz announced that the U.S. is preparing a large grant to support Ghana's power sector through the Millennium Challenge Cooperation Compact 2. He said if the momentum on the reform agenda continues, the MCC second compact could be finalized by August this year.